Two Wildcats and two Lady Cats track athletes competed at the regional track meet this past Friday and Saturday at UT Arlington. Hurdler Zach Spigner just missed going to state by a fraction of a second. We get results from Wildcats track coach Matt Young and Lady Cats track coach Tristan Abram.
It was a good weekend. It started off Zach Spigner in the 110 300 hurdles. Had a really good weekend. He advanced to the finals in the 110s. Actually, a little bit of a scare. He got spiked running it, and one of the top competitors actually went down. But Zach finished second in his heat, and so he advanced to Saturday. The 300s, he ran a 39.06, again got second, but felt really good kind of where he stood going in. So he had one of the inside lanes on both those races inside on Saturday. 110s, ran his best race of the year, ran a 14.57 automated timing, good for fifth. Really good run. Now, after accomplishing that, he kind of really was relaxed. He realized he could run with those guys. Went into the 300s, ran a great race, ran a 38.90, and took third. Ended up on the medal stand, a great accomplishment for a senior and a great career that he's had with us. And then Jalen Dugan, the triple jump, jumped the second morning. It did well. The competition was rough and wasn't able to advance to the finals, but a great season for him as well.
What did it take to get to state? Top two?
Well, top two advanced. The third place is what they call a wild card, and they compare the times from each region. I'm waiting for the official results, but from what we've seen, it looks like he's going to miss out by 300ths of a second.
My goodness.
Which that stinks for Zach. 38.87, I think, is going to end up advancing, but we're waiting for that to be official.
I was trying to get him in there. I figured maybe top three might make
it. Well, we were trying to find a way. He actually tied one and beat one region, and he was sitting there on this last one. That was the last one we could find Saturday night, and we're just waiting for the official to come up.
Both young ladies did a great job. They competed extremely well. Imani Taylor went in triple jump, and she got ninth overall. She was a little disappointed, understandably. You're the district champ and the area champ, so I understand her disappointment. But my statement to her was, you know, you're a freshman, and you jumped with the rest of the pack. You know, there were just a few girls that jumped a little further than you. And with that being said, those girls are upperclassmen, so we're fine. You know, my statement to her also was, you see the jumps that we need to get to next year. So here we go. We have a goal, and I really believe that we're going to get to them. So Imani did a great job. I'm extremely proud of her and her effort this season and just, you know, the hard work and everything that she's put in. And I know it's disappointing, but, again, I'm extremely proud of her, and she did a great job all season. And Madeline Massey went and ran the mile again this year. She didn't run her best time. She didn't run her best race ever. But once again, she made her presence known. She's done it for the past 4 years, and extremely proud of her as well. So, you know, those two young ladies did a great job of representing Sulphur Springs, representing Lady Cats. And you know, I couldn't ask anything more of either one of them.
KSST Sports.